Hot 1027 Business with Nzinga.
Thanks for staying with us on Hot Business. Let's continue with the topic of energy. Zutari says grid strengthening is critical to try and mitigate the ongoing impact of load shedding. Let's speak to their managing director of energy, Janice Foster. Janice, thanks so much for your time on Hot Business this evening. Just talk to me about, one, the current power situation as you see it and what you see as the possible solutions to mitigating the challenges that we're facing.
Sure. Hi. Thanks for having me. I think the one thing to keep in mind is that what we're facing at the moment is a problem that's been a long time in the making. So there isn't a short-term solution. There needs to be a sort of multifaceted approach to that. The first part that is new generation. So in whatever form it is available, solar, wind, storage, gas, all form part of that solution. But to enable that, we need to strengthen the grid and unlock grid capacity, because we've seen in recent REIPP procurement rounds that the grid capacity and availability for projects to connect is what's limiting that in some parts of the country.
If you're not an electrical engineer or you don't understand the power world very well, what does that mean practically, and how long is it going to take? As you're saying, it's a long-term problem. It can't be fixed overnight. We had a guest yesterday saying he could fix load shedding in 90 days.
I would be, let's just say I'm reluctant to put a timeline on it. I think we need to do things now, and we will, different actions will have different impacts, and we can start improving the situation the sooner we can get a new additional power online. But it's not, I really don't believe it's a short-term fix. I think we're probably looking at load shedding being a reality for the foreseeable future, unfortunately.
Okay, and then talk to me about the importance of an energy mix. You know, it seems to create many mixed emotions, and people on either side who want to use the so-called cleaner, newer energy or the older energy really have differing views about what South Africa needs and how feasible and practical that is.
Sure. So, I mean, I think studies continue to show that the least cost energy solution or energy mix is based on a mix of solar and wind, some flexible generation and energy storage. Our grid is designed around a historical large load and large supply in the northeast of the country. And so that is part of where the grid constraint is coming from. But yeah, like I say, the studies show that wind, solar and flexible generation provides the least cost solution. We're sitting at the moment where we need whatever generation we can get. So part of that is the Eskom fleet and Eskom resolving their challenges with their plant availability. Another big part of that is bringing online as much new generation as we can as quickly as possible.
Okay, Janice, it's been said that whatever you are, if you're a business, if you're just a normal person living in South Africa, you need to try and see how you can generate or make sure that you've got a plan B in terms of power. Is that a correct assessment?
I mean, I think the reality is we're all dealing with the implications of load shedding. You know, whether you're a family at home just looking to cook meals, or you're a small business who's reliant on energy for, you know, to run your business. So finding an alternative generation solution is not necessarily feasible or an option for everyone. But I do think people need to plan and have mitigation measures to mitigate the impact that loss of power is having on their situation.
Mm-hmm. There's been a panic about a grid collapse in the last week. I mean, before the last week. But the commentary around that is getting heightened. Eskom has said that that's not the case. Do you think that's fear-mongering, or are we good to be cautiously optimistic or cynical about what may happen in South Africa?
You know, I think I'm not in a position to comment on the risk of a collapse. I don't have enough insight or detail on that. But what I do know is the reason we are experiencing load shedding is the Eskom control center very carefully managing the grid, and they will continue to load shed as much as is needed to prevent that from happening.
Janice Foster, Managing Director of Energy at Zutari, just speaking to us about the need for grid strengthening, also the new kind of energy sources that are needed and the space that they play in. Really appreciate your time on Hot Business this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hot 102.7 Business with Nzinga.